And as you've been hearing here all week on our Daybreak series, we have been visiting industry towns hard hit by economic downturn. The statistics recently released by the federal government demonstrate that same story in Tumbler Ridge. The coal mining town has slipped to fewer than 2,000 people after the recent round of mining closures, but the peaks and crevasses of the international coal industry won't affect Craig and Sarah Waters' decision to live in Tumbler Ridge. The pair have strapped on their crampons and their ice picks instead, and they hope ice climbing may help steer the town back towards profitability. I first spoke with local ice climber Craig Waters.
I've been climbing here for about 9 years now, ice and rock, and it's definitely something that I'm very passionate about and plays a major role in my life here in Tumbler Ridge.
Over the last decade, we've seen lots of people leaving Tumbler Ridge. What's it been like to watch that?
It's a little disheartening to see friends and other people in town leave elsewhere for work, but it's understandable because it's necessary. When the coal mine shut down a couple of years ago, again, Tumbler Ridge really took it upon themselves to start diversifying, and one of the focuses of that diversification is the tourist industry. In the last few years, we've seen an explosion of people coming into Tumbler Ridge. It used to be that we were the only ones ice climbing, but now there's probably at least a dozen people. There's parties here every weekend.
Really?
Climbing ice, yeah, absolutely.
And what else will it take for Tumbler Ridge to make itself that destination for individuals?
Unfortunately, we're further out of the way, off the beaten track than other people, so I see Tumbler Ridge as an area for adventure climbing. Recently, in October, we formed the Northeast Climbing Association, or NECA for short, which is a nonprofit society aimed at promoting and developing all forms of climbing in the northeastern Canadian Rockies. And so through this organization, we are actively promoting the area and reporting on the climbs that are out there and letting more people know about them. And it's definitely having an effect.
Okay, so my name is Sarah Waters. I am the executive director of the Tumbler Ridge UNESCO Global Geopark. And I would say in Tumbler Ridge, I'm involved in a number of different things, from search and rescue to climbing development to bringing a family to a beautiful place to grow up.
You came in 2007. There's been a lot of ups and downs in the last 10 years, particularly related to the coal mining industry. What's it been like living through that?
So when we got here, we were definitely on the upswing. And I remember people saying to us, isn't it exciting? Town is so busy right now. But we didn't really know what that meant because we hadn't really been in at the bottom. And so town was busy. When at one point you couldn't rent a place or get a hotel room in Tumbler Ridge. There were two fully operational mines with another two coming online, and there was construction of a wind energy project, a quality wind project, and numerous other projects were undergoing. Things were in a boom. And people were renting out their RVs in their driveways. There were multiple people sharing rooms. It was crazy. And not long after that, just a few years later, the coal economy bottomed out. At the same time, oil and gas numbers were down, and the wind projects were still profitable, but there was nothing under construction at that time. And so basically, every weekend and multiple times a week, you'd be having going away lunches or dinners with friends. And it's hard to watch all of your friends leave. I mean, they have to. They need to be able to support their families. And in some cases, people left who had been employed by the mine, say, our friends from Australia who had been brought over. And in other cases, what happened is one member of the family would take camp work away, and another member would be raising the family back in Tumbler Ridge because they couldn't afford to sell their homes at the new prices. So it's really been an emotional journey to stay connected. And always when you see someone leave, you think, am I right to stay? You have that doubt. you know, Tumbler Ridge has such potential. To me, we're just this little gem in the foothills of the Rockies. And when you see people come and discover Tumbler Ridge for the first time, it's like an outdoor person's paradise. And both my husband and I, and now our kids who are 4 and 2 years old, that's where we find our passion in being outside. And to give up being able to walk 10 minutes to work and drive half an hour to have a family canoe trip and hot dog roast at the end of a work day, I mean, that's worth a lot to us. And so it was worth investing in the community and staying.
What else do you think needs to happen in Tumbler Ridge to sustain more growth in this area to bring more families like yours to the region?
I think that it's important that council, our town council, continues a focus on developing that side of the economy through the boom and bust, and they've really dedicated themselves to that. We're absolutely thrilled that the coal prices are starting to return and we have a coal mine opening. That's a lot of jobs for a lot of people. But we need to keep working on diversifying the economy and keep putting the word out there, telling people about our expansive trail network, about our untouched wilderness. And I think people will realize that they can either work from their home or they can start their own profitable business in the tourism sector. It just takes time to give people that assurance that we do have the population of visitors coming and that it's something worth investing in. I think ice climbing is a niche sport, but it's part of the bigger picture. Ice climbing is definitely a way to bring people to our region. We know a number of people who would like to move here if they could find the right way to make a living. So the ice climbing is what made them aware of Tumbler Ridge. And once they went down and saw what we have, they're coming back in the summers as well. So they would like to make this a year-round place to live.
That's Sarah Waters, a Tumbler Ridge ice climber, and her partner, Craig Waters. The pair plan to raise their young family in Tumbler Ridge and continue to enjoy the wilderness there. And that also concludes our Transition Town series this week. We visited the communities of Fort Nelson, Fraser Lake, and Valmount to hear why people choose to stay there, regardless of economic downturns. We'd like to hear from you as well. Why do you choose to stay in your small community? Is it circumstance? Is it your neighbors? Is it family? And tell us about what makes your small town special in the midst of transition. You can email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca, or call us up 1-866-340-1932.